أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا هديناه السبيل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا إنا أعتدنا للكافرين سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا عينا يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about our worthlessness from the aspect of the fact that we were non-entities, we were non-existent, we were not even mentioned, forget being remembered by anyone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Allah's qudrat in creating us and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made us sami'an basira, people who could hear and people who could see. Now these are two senses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us to sense and to see and to hear the hukam and command of Allah, to see and hear the qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. And in this, Allah has given us the ability and the capability to accept from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all that Allah ta'ala has offered us insofar as hidayat. Hidayat means guidance, and Allah says, Inna hadaynahu sabila. Certainly, we had guided man onto the path. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different form of hidayat and guidance. One was, He created within us the capacity and the ability. And the second is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the time Adam alayhi salatu was salam had come onto this earth, and right up to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continued this continuation of sending down anbiya, prophets, and sending down wahi. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously reminded man about his responsibilities to Allah, the oneness of Allah, the qudrat and power of Allah, and hence two aspects, the wahi, the revelation, and the nabi that had always come, and then our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come with this final message of the Quran Sharif. And of course, he was the last Nabi. So, within us was the ability and the capability. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continued to send down these reminders upon us. But what had happened to man? Imma shakiran. Either man became shakir. He had become appreciative. He had become grateful to Allah. And that means he accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He accepted the tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the second was imma kafura, or he had observed and showed ingratitude. In other words, he had discarded this wahi and this guidance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent down. In other words, he had disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us the capacity, Allah gave us the ability, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent down the wahi so that we will be able to accept this wahi and the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down. Inna a'tadana lil kafirin salasila wa aghlalan wa sa'ira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first deals with the disbelievers, those that were kafur, those that disbelieved in the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not take it to heart, they did not take heed of the message of Allah. Certainly, we had prepared for the disbelievers salasil, which refers to chains. In other words, in the hereafter, they will be changed. Wa aghlalan, collars or yokes made of iron. Wa sa'ira, and the blazing fire. Three things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. And these three things have a great correlation with regards to the disbelievers in this world. That a person is chained to restrict his movement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the shariat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave man the free will to accept or to reject, to abide or not to abide. That free will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given man. But what man decided to do was he did not want to submit and subjugate himself to the commandments of Allah. Rather, he chose to be free in this world. And hence, in the hereafter, that freedom will be then punished with this, the chaining that Allah Ta'ala speaks about. Allah Ta'ala gave man eyes and ears to see and to observe, to hear and to understand the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man did not turn towards this, and hence the yoke of iron or the shackles of iron that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, that will be yoked around him. And thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that we should become subservient to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave our desires and fulfill the desires of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Man chose not to fulfill the desire of Allah, rather he chose to fulfill his own desires, and that was the heat of his own passions. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sa'ir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fire that one will burn in the hereafter. So we have to leave the fire and the heat of our own passions to be saved from that fire. Innal abrara yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura. Certainly the abrar. Now on one hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to shakir, the person who is appreciative. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the righteous as al-abrar. And abrar means righteous, those that are guided, those that do good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the virtuous. What will be their reward? Yashrabuna min ka'sin kana mizajuha kafura. They will drink from goblets. They will drink from a cup. Kana mizajuha kafura. Its mixture will be that of camphor. Now camphor not of this world. Camphor of this world is not palatable. So we do not draw any comparisons to it from the sense of it being unpalatable. However, when we look at camphor, it has a very cooling effect. Now that camphor of the hereafter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about will be very cooling. When one wants to drink, one wants to cool down. So its excessive cooling qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to. It will not only be palatable, but it will be pleasurable. A pleasure to drink. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further now describes this kafur. Allah says, عَيْنًا يَشْرَبُ بِهَا عِبَادُ اللَّهِ. عَيْنًا, it will be a spring or a fountain from which the ibadullah, third description Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of those who have accepted. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as the ibadullah, the servants of Allah. So one is to be shakir, one is to be appreciative, one is to be abrar, to be righteous. And the third is ibadullah, the servants of Allah. In other words, they were fully submitted and they were subjugated. They were enslaved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yufajjirunaha tafjira. They will be given this water to drink, the ibadullah. And yufajjirunaha tafjira. They will be able to cause it to gush forth in a very unique way. Now how this gushing forth in a unique way will happen, according to most of the commentators, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to utilize this water according to their own whims and fancies. In other words, as they want, the water will gush out, and as they don't want, they can stop the gushing of the water. Some have said that they will have such control over the spring or this fountain, that whilst they are in the castles or in the palaces of Jannat, they will be able to control the flow, that as they want, it will come into their goblets, into their cups, and when they do not desire it, it will stop flowing. And some have stated that in actual fact, its origin also, the kafur, its origin is from the palaces of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, connected from one Nabi to another, and then it will be connected to the Abrar and the Ibadullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those servants of Allah that have been guided and those that have been accepted by Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.